The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we're back with another episode for your stinking.
For your stinking asses. That's what happened.
That's what happened. There we go. We got menu in the heart on this motherfucker.
What up, everybody? What's going on?
What up, Men Dog? You just dropped a phenomenal album.
Thanks, man.
Called My Inner Thoughts, correct? Right? Inner Soundtrack. I'm sorry.
Inner Soundtrack.
Yes, sir. That's what it is.
I don't want to fuck it up. I see them ninja stars somewhere behind you.
There's no ninja stars.
How you feel, man?
Is a world-renowned producer, comedian, ninja star thrower, kung fu master. The dude knows Tai Chi. He's a Buddhist. His woman is Asian, and he's going to China next year to study the ancient arts of kung fu and music together. It's going to be great.
His woman is Korean. Why would he go to China? Why
exactly. It's the wrong Asian, bro.
Yeah, they'll both be in China. Like, why the fuck are we here?
Like, you have no...
Educate me on the Asians. I'm sorry. There's so many departments of Asian.
So many departments, yeah. Well, this is... I'm in the Korean department.
The Korean department. All right,
fair enough. South Korean department, let's be clear.
I mean, it would virtually be impossible for her to be North Korean and you to be dating her.
Yeah, true, because they're all locked in there somehow.
Exactly. That's always funny when somebody be like, oh, North Korea, South Korea. It's like, you guess. You take a guess.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's leaving North, so.
Yeah. Yo, man, I know I always, not yell, I don't want to say yell at you, but I'm always like, come on, man, you got to incorporate your music into your comedy.
Yeah.
Finally did it.
Yeah, man, finally put that joint out. I had a lot of time on my hands.
I know. You're going to have a lot more time, too, so you might have to release a part two to that motherfucker.
I'm working on another joint.
It's time for the sophomore album. Yep. Yeah. Sophomore album. You're in the house. Might as well go.
Yeah, I'm working on the next one. Yeah.
Dude, how you feel, man? How you feeling?
I feel good about it, man. I was kind of iffy because, you know, I haven't put out a music project like this ever. Like, I've always worked on other people's stuff. So I worked on, like, different rappers, different singers.
Go ahead and name drop. This is the podcast to do your name dropping because it ain't name dropping. It's just your credits.
I mean, it's not... Oh, you know who?
Little Boo Boo, Little Boo Boo the Fool, Little Sean.
I did work with a lot of little somethings because I did work in Atlanta. So, a lot of stuff was mixtape stuff. Like I worked on like Cam Band of Snowman, Young Jeezy. I did some stuff with Bubba Sparks. Did a lot of work in engineering stuff at Stankonia, and mixtape stuff with Trey Songz. It's just like a lot of just nothing like.
That's right.
Straight.
Menu was making collard greens in the Dungeon family. That was good. He was.
He was. Shit, I wish. I was in there though. Kicking it with Killer Mike and those cats, man. So I was there. So
yo, that's so dope, man. With all these Southern rappers coming in, and all of them with like Lil and Big and all that shit.
Yeah.
Any one of them that were like, you was like, yo, you would be further in
the best little.
If you would just change your name and give up that gimmick, was there like somebody who you just like saw and you was like, oh, if you just do these things, you would be, you're
talking about like a guy on the come up or a cat that had a song and was like, I was just like, dude, all you gotta do is let go of this and you'll be there.
A person who saw their true potential, a person who had potential but never seen it.
What's that dude's name? He has that song, oh, I ain't gonna let her. No, I ain't gonna get her. And a day to get to me. Oh, no. What's the fucking... I can't think of his name, man, but he had a single. You know that song?
Yeah.
I just don't give a... Like, that dude, man, he... I don't know what happened to him, man, but that song was just like... It was hood, but it was like hood motivation. And also, it had a lot of real shit in that song. And I was just like, I wish he would have came up with a follow-up or something. Something happened to him. Something like mentally or something. But the dude, he had it. It was him. And there was a few other cats that I worked with that I was like, yo, you got it, man. All you got to do is just keep going somehow. But it was just like, and I think that was one of the frustrations I had because I worked with so many rappers that were doing it, but it was just like, they kind of gave up and then the industry got weird and just, and that's kind of how I kind of faded out of it. But it was like, there was a lot of cats that I really saw that I was like, yo, like for example, my boy City, he's a rapper out in Atlanta, man. Dude is fucking nice.
Yeah.
But, and I worked on his album. We did mixtapes and shit. And it was just like, he just couldn't scratch into the game, but dude's lyrics.
Yeah.
Crazy. He ended up writing for a lot of people. And, he was working a lot. He was working with Kerry Hilson for a while, but it was just like, it just like I would listen to his shit and I'd be like, dude, this is fucking banger. We'd be in the studio and then we put it out there, and cats would be like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, put him on. I'm like, put him on. Like,
that's crazy, bro.
I don't know, man. You know, shit. I don't know what I can do to help. It's like, dude, this shit is crazy. So,
but do you think people just said that they don't know what to do to help just so they didn't have any competition because maybe they felt threatened? Did that happen?
I feel like there was a piece of that. And also people, they like to, like, especially radio, they like to go with, radio and also execs, they like to go with the trend. Like whatever the trend is now, everybody wants to roll with the trend. If it doesn't sound like the trend, they don't fuck with it. So it's like this new Drake shit with the dance and shit. That's not Drake.
That's not
him. That's like a corporate move. That's not an organic creation.
You don't think Drake is just not trolling, but I don't think Drake released it to be a serious song. I think he released it to be playful and to just be like, look, hey, I know y'all are going to use this on one of y'all videos and TikToks and shit. So here you go. Like, I think this was something he just threw out there. You know what I mean? Because you know how he always released singles that never go on albums?
Yeah.
I think this was just one of them.
But Drake is just a strategizer. Around.
Yeah.
Drake knows about strategy. He knows,
exactly. All right,
this is how I stay Drake. I'm going to make these niggas do a TikTok song since everybody on TikTok anyway.
Like, that was a corporate move, man.
But even before that, when they was doing the flip the switch, when niggas were wearing dresses, and then I'm like, this dude is
he knows how to get it out.
But what you understand? But that song came out last year. That challenge is new. But the artist doesn't control the challenge. There's usually a kid that decides to attach the challenge to the music.
But he sponsors the challenge by the song, just by the lyrics. So.
How? If like, the song came out before
be
the...
Like, Drake almost knows how to be extra catchy. You listen to Drake and go, why the fuck do I like this song so much?
Yeah.
Because he knows how to make something catchy. So he'd be like, I'll do this 2 years from now. But watch what happens. Something might happen because it's so catchy. It might happen for a little one of these internet challenges. And
but
he
you got to give that to Travis Scott, because that's Travis Scott's song.
Well, then there you go. All the niggas not
Travis Scott is fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah, Travis Scott is probably one of the second best producers out there besides Manuin Hart. Damn, there you go.
Manuin, is it safe to say that Sicko Mode is our Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Sicko
Mode is our Bohemian Rhapsody.
Over swag what?
Over Swag Surf? I think Swag Surf is over
there. Swag Surf?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Swag Surf is that shit.
You put that on? Over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Cast up. Oh, my God. I've been in clubs where I was DJing. Actually, I jumped on the table with everybody. Yeah. We were just fucking surfing and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That song is
Swag Surf, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
Sicko Mode is an amazing song, hands down.
It's like
perfect song. But if you put Swag Surf on, even a paraplegic will stand up and be like,
but yeah, back to what you were saying, I feel like a lot of people, they go with trends, and that's why, like, with City as a rapper, he wasn't doing like the snap music. He was just talking real shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, real shit wasn't popping at that point. So that's why we picked up these other dudes, these two Southern cats, and we did the song Crank That Waffle House, and that shit hit the radio. And that shit was Crank the Waffle House.
What's the Crank the Waffle House? How does that dance look? Was there a dance to that? Was it just like
just flipping waffles?
Sarah.
We didn't come up with a dance. We didn't come up with a dance. We were on the cusp of doing something like that. It hit the radio. Greg Street and all his cats is playing it. And that's actually a storyline that's on my album. Yeah. Like if you like behind certain songs, like I did a bunch of voices, and I created this sketch to show the my first time having a song on the radio. Like that was like a big, that's a big moment for all artists.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it goes from the first song, like I couldn't find the Crank the Waffle House. My homie, he has it on a hard drive somewhere, but couldn't find it. So I ended up using that scat song as the song that became the hit. And then a bunch of other stuff, a bunch of drama happens within the album. And each song connects to those moments. But yeah, we jumped on that train too, man. We surfed it, and it was good until some bullshit happened. And then, you know,
all that the wave comes. Stories ending. It was good
until some bullshit.
That's real. That's the game, man.
I need to know what that bullshit is. I need to know what that bullshit is.
What the bullshit for this one?
Yeah. What was the bullshit that happened?
What was the bullshit this current time?
Look. We got the song. Got the song on the radio.
Okay.
It was people were talking. It was buzzing, and we got these two dudes in there. Like we had DJ Scream and a bunch of big cats, and we were going to talk to DJ Drama and do a mixtape with him. We had a lot of things lined up after the joint hit that. Because the thing is, what was supposed to happen was supposed to hit the radio, and then it was going to go, it's going to wither out, whatever. But it hit the radio, and people kept requesting it, and they kept putting it at the top. So it was like rolling. So then we go, DJ Scream or whoever it was, we're at the club, and we're supposed to promote it there. That's what happened. They were opening for B.O.B.
Yeah.
Because B.O.B. was out in Atlanta a lot doing this thing. And then we had to connect with B.O.B. They were opening for him. And the DJ was going to play the song after the opening and everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had been promoting and clubbing and working my 9 to 5 and also making beats and all that stuff. And I was just tired. So I was like, I'm just going to go home. I'll let my homie, I'll let him handle it. And then he was with the two rappers. So I leave. Next thing you know, I get a call that one of the rappers is pissed off at the DJ because he ain't playing the song when he wants him to play the song. And they get into this beef. They start going back and forth. My homie's like, yo, man, you may need to come round back. Shit is about to get crazy. Cats talking about going to the trunk. This is when niggas was going to the trunk to get guns and shit. And so I came back through and I'm standing. I came through and I'm standing in like the lobby area. And because the dude wouldn't let me go past because I had hammers in my hand and shit. So,
okay. Hammers.
So he's a
hammer.
So like they got shit going on.
Like Desert Eagle, like,
brah, da, 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 da. This nigga had two hammers.
Me on Mike Lowry. This nigga's Mike Lowry. Like, what's going on?
I had him, but then I put one back because I'm like, it's more accurate if you have one. So I put one back, had one in my hand or whatever. So had two out, and I put one back, standing there. And I'm telling my homie, like, yo, I'm outside. Just come on out. Let's get the fuck out of here. I hear a bunch of arguing, ruckus going on, fucking DJ equipment being thrown. The niggas come out. They like, Like, who the fuck are you supposed to be? Because they going in their trunk and shit. I'm like, look, man, we trying to go home. All right. Yeah. I ain't trying to shoot nobody. You ain't trying to shoot. You trying to go home. I'm trying to go home. Let's just fucking. So me and this dude go back and forth for a minute. And then, you know, the end result, we end up getting out of there and shit. I ain't end up having to shoot nobody. But it's like, I'm standing here. You ain't going to make it to the trunk. I'm going to let you get to the fucking car, nigga. So we got out of there. And then after that, it was just like that kind of that fucked up a connection at the radio station, because they're like, oh, these niggas is crazy. And and it just, from there, it just kind of went downhill. And I'm just like, I'm not fucking with these dudes no more. And and on top of that, I was pissed that me and my homie City have been working and doing tracks for years, and we couldn't get to as far as they did off of just one song.
Yeah.
So we were pissed off at them. Like, dude, we've been working and trying to make this shit happen, and we get you cats, and we do one song, and that shit hits the radio, and all this other shit happens, and then you fuck it up. So, so that happened, but you know, I got a little bit of work off of that. I got like we worked on the remix to
Ignition.
I wish that'd have been great. That'd be some great money. Miss New Booty. We did worked on a remix for that. We submitted some things. It was a lot of different things that we were working on.
Wait, stuff, so y'all worked on the official remix? Because I think I
we didn't get it though. We got the submission for it. Like the who is it?
Somebody
Bubba Sparks. What's up?
Y'all have to submit to do a remix.
No, what happened was Bubba Sparks and his people. No. Yeah. Well, this is what happened. Bubba Sparks and his people, they wanted a remix or whatever. And they heard the track on the radio and a bunch of other shit. And they were like, they sent us the fucking acapellas.
Yeah.
And it was like, let's see what you do with that. And I think it was between us and Mr. College Park and some other folks or whatever. And I think Mr. College Park got it. So we dropped it. So
College Park.
So it's like they put out a bid for remixes? Like, what producer would it take?
I mean, they sent us the acapella. It was like, yo.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Just like sending scripts out. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So we
the music game.
We didn't catch that shit, but that'd have been a good check.
So what do you think what was your height in the music industry? What was like that where you, what was that moment where you were like, yo, I'm about to be big?
Okay.
What was that? Was that the same moment when Crank That Waffle House?
I say it was that moment and just kicking it, just being around it. Like being at Stankonia and being around Big Boy, Dre and those cats and Killer, and just being around that shit, just hanging out and just working and just being in it. Like, it just felt good. You know what I mean? I was like, this shit is about to happen. And in between, I mean, the shit hitting the radio was just like, oh, snap. I'm listening to my shit on the radio. Like, it was in my house on a machine. Now it's on the radio. So it was like that moment and just being amongst folks that I respected a lot. You know what I mean? I was just like, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm talking to Killer Mike.
Huh? You could have been Bombs Over Baghdad. You could have made that...
God, I wish.
That
track is crazy. But, you know, just sitting there politicking with these dudes on the level of just like, just talking to them, just making you feel, just like that, just like freaking talking to, like that time I talked to Chappelle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just, I'm talking to him like a regular person. I mean, I've seen this dude, and I'm like, I'm a fan, I respect what you do. And for me to be sitting here just being like, yeah, so blah, 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 just talking to him. So in those moments, that's when I feel like, oh shit, it could happen.
Yeah.
That's
dope. Do you still keep connection with any of those people in the music industry? Are you still like friendly with any of them? Or once you left Atlanta, you like fuck all of them? Fuck all of them. Hilarious. Get a grip.
It was fuck a lot of them. But me and my boy City, we still contact back and forth. He's doing a lot of, he's still doing music. But he's also in the film now, so I'm, you know, me and him still work, but we don't work like we used to, like back and forth, like on tracks. But
yeah,
I still stay in contact with him. But a lot of other folks, not too much.
What made you blend? Besides me, I'm fucking with you. I must say, besides me, what made you blend comedy and music? besides me yelling at you and go, come the fuck on, man.
Bring out the album. Bring
out the goddamn album.
Like, and what? In comedy and music, yeah. I walked away from it, but I mean, every time I hear something, it just like, what do you mean by that? Like, what was the moment that had me do it, or what?
Yeah, like, what pushed me to do it? What kind of pushed you to do it? Was it two loves? Was it like kind of having two chicks that you was just like, damn, I want both of y'all. I'm gonna try to make a super bitch. Like, was it like that? I was like, I'm a freaking scientist.
Weird science, nigga. When did it become weird science?
Put both of my loves together, and what do you think? And where do you think that end goal is? Not the end goal, but what's the evolution from that? Is that something you will continue to do? Like, will we start to see menu and shows infused with, like, sketches? Because you do a lot of shit. Like, you have Vented Static. Then you have your new John out on your Patreon, Black Captain. So you
That's not out yet. Okay. I mean, it's finished, but it's not. I'm working on some deals or something, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, that could be on a bigger platform.
Black Captain.
Black Captain.
Ain't you Nighthawk too? You Nighthawk from Comedy Central. You do a lot.
Night Pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, Nighthawk is an actual superhero.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, I got it wrong. Night Pigeon. My fault. Nighthawk, that's too much. Let me dial it back. Night Pigeon.
Let me go back to your first question about what made me do it.
What made you do it?
It was just a collection of just bullshit happening. You know, you're working your 9 to 5, that shit don't work out. You're doing comedy and you're trying to figure out why that shit ain't working. It's because you're different, but you're not too different from what everyone else is doing. It's just like, you know, it's just after a while, you just kind of think like, what is it I can do? Okay.
Yeah.
How can I separate myself from everyone else? How am I different? How do I? And it's just, and I just started making songs. And the thing is, I make songs for myself usually, and music helps me get through a lot of this bullshit. Like if I'm stressed about something, if I'm going through a relationship problem, or if I'm going through financial whatever, music does that. So with this project, I was going through a bunch of shit at the time, and I couldn't find any music that would really connect with me. So I started making my own shit and listening to it. I was like, I'm gonna make this song. And then I just started listening to it. Like, I'm so dope on the album. And that's just motivation for me. I listened to it myself. I was like, I didn't think about putting it out. Then I started making more songs that just kept me going. So it became inner soundtrack. And then that's where the album came from. So that's why.
That's the name of the album.
Yes, that is the name of the album. So that's why. So between that and then I felt like I needed a storyline with it. That's where the comedy came. And I was like, I can do a bunch of different voices, create the scene and make these sketches and then put it to the music. So once I put that together and connected that with the music, I was like, oh shit, this is this could be a thing. So put it out. It came, a lot of people liked it. I got a lot of good feedback from it. So
yeah.
I'll keep doing it. I mean, I like doing it. I like making the music. I like making the sketches and connecting the storylines and stuff. We'll see what happens, man. I like whatever this monster is that I've created.
Are we going to see more shows where live shows where menu in?
Ah, yeah. You know what?
Stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
I've been thinking about that. I'm trying to figure out. You know me. I'm in my head. I'm into the details. So it's like, if it has to make sense mentally for me to really piece it together. That's why it took me so long to really make this album. Cause I had a bunch of songs that I put together. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to put out all of this. And I was like, it's got to make sense. So as far as a live performance, I would love to. I mean, but you know, it's like, it can't just happen. It has to be a lot of things that go with it. Like sometimes like I'm trying to figure out how we're connected and do it live. Is it going to be
a light show? You're probably going to need a light show, graphics, all it. Yeah.
But see, the thing is, I don't have the money to pay nobody, and you know how I am about dealing with people, because a lot of folks are they'll act like they'll be doing something and then they won't fucking come in. So it's like that's why I end up doing a lot of shit myself, because the thing is, a lot of people ain't reliable. So it's like, how do I do this shit myself? So. But I can't do this myself. So it's like, it has to be lined up perfectly. Yeah. So I want to, I want to incorporate my comedy with the music. I would love to, but it's just, I got to definitely have a team of people or people with me that can do the things that I need to do so I can properly put out the vision. Because if I can't put it out properly, I'm like, it's going to piss me off. Yeah, what's the point? It's going to piss me off. You know what I mean? So so to answer your question, yes, you will see this, but I just got to figure out how I want to spoon feed it to people.
Man, okay. Now, can we hear something? Can we hear one thing? Because you know I asked you before. I was like, yo, I need you to come on this podcast.
Oh, play a joint that I didn't release.
Play some unreleased things.
Oh, that'd be dope. Yeah, I want to hear some of that.
Let's see.
But I love Scat, by the way. That's my jam.
Thanks, man.
Scat's my jam. Yeah.
Cue that thing up. Let's
see. You're our first musical guest.
Yo, man. Hey. That shit is hot as fuck.
Yeah, that was
you're our first musical guest. That's crazy.
Yo.
Oh, word? I didn't know that.
I know that shit was dope, and we're hearing it through the phone and stuff. I could imagine hearing that shit, like, actually being live in the building for the shit. Dude, I can definitely see Freeway Beans.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Beans. One of them Philly Beans. Ooh,
yo,
that's
that was like one of those Beans. Jones, like, I can see the Roots doing something like that. Like, play that shit live. Like,
oh, my boom, God, boom, that would be... Boom, boom,
boom. That's like something that Black Dolphins spit over.
Yeah, that's them Philly soul beats right there. Yeah, that's that deep rap. That's dope.
Yo, that shit moved me. That shit was like.
He said that shit moved me.
Yo, I was like, that's good
what
stuff.
What the fuck? That shit was dope.
That nigga be in the house making music. Yo, I like that.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you for that, man.
M-Heart 3000, inner soundtrack out now on Bandcamp.com.
On Bandcamp, plug that shit at the top real quick.
Okay.
So people probably hearing that beat right now and they're like, I need to go and get that album.
Do you want to put the captions up somewhere or just when we just say it? Just
I think you should say it because we
well, it's at, what's that? It's at M-Heart 3000, M-H-A-R-T, the number 3000.bandcamp.com. It's called Inner Soundtrack.
Now, what made you, how did that beat come to you? Because that shit, dun, 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 dun,
it has
a, shit go hard, yo.
I love that 70s funk feel, you know what I mean? And that track was just, that's me getting ready to go out to do comedy and just face New York. It has that hustle, like, let's go do this shit. That boom, 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 boom. It has that. Yeah. Let's go do this shit.
Yeah.
So I listen to it. Like, let's fucking knock this shit out. Let's go out here and make these motherfuckers laugh. Let's work. So that's the energy behind that one.
That shit, I definitely see that on like Snowfall, right? Where they in the house bagging up. And like a camera, and it's like a little cameo, real quick. Like they backing up, and they're about to go do a drop, a gun on the table. And then they're like, dun,
a
dun,
montage.
Yeah, dun, 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 yeah.
It's like a montage, bagging it up, get the gun, shoot these motherfuckers.
Shoot them up, nigga. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Bop. Oh, sorry.
Would you ever? Oh, go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
What were we gonna say, Rob?
Oh, would you ever score movies and TV shows? Because I could see you definitely doing that shit too. I can see you not only being just like your own thing, but also being like the RZA of the group. Like take like perfecting a sound and adding that shit to movies and TV shows and making that shit pop. Would you ever do anything like that?
I've thought about doing stuff like that. Like I've had a few like indie film guys asked me to do some things. And
well, think about it again.
It should, man. The world
I've definitely thought about that.
Yeah, the world needs your sound, yo.
Think about it again. I say do it.
I say do that shit.
It's just a matter of getting into the right channels. You know, it's, that's what everything. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, you're good. But you're like, well, where the fuck do I go? That's just like.
But nigga, think about it this way. You stumbled into the click, so you'll stumble into this.
Yeah,
you stumbled into the click. So,
I feel like life, I feel like when you work persistently and hard and work smart, like sometimes life will just push you into the situations you belong in, but it's up to you to continue to be consistent and to do all those other things. But that shit will definitely happen. I'm definitely telling you, the moment I actually get a show on a scripted series or whatever series, you're definitely
scoring. You got to make the music there, Min Dog.
You're definitely
I'm down for
all my viewing people. If you listen to Fuckboy Ground Zero, Manuel made the intro to music to that. He cut the girl's voice in and made it all. That's Min Dog. He had the
song. That's me. I did that joint.
So,
and if you haven't heard our new goddamn Brian, can you play our new intro? We're gonna debut our new intro since Menu is on this episode.
That's I had fun doing that one. That was fun.
That shit, man. I was like, Menu, can you make something like? And he was like, yep. I was like,
as soon as you said it, I was like, I got you. I went home.
There we go. The coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to be. The coolest
motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to be. The coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
There we go. Yo.
I had to do him proud, man. I had to do him proud.
Yo,
to
hear it.
What?
I had to do him.
What? What? Yes.
Yeah, man. That shit is beautiful, yo.
Thanks, man. Thanks, dude.
That shit. That is our new, for people who are listening, that is our new intro. So you'll be seeing that on videos coming soon. We're still putting together the intro video package right now, but
But even still, y'all know that's Mendo.
That was Menuman. So, yeah, the original was made by Menu.
That's Mendo.
When you said, was it Pete Rock? Was like, yo, what is that? I was like, Pete Rock?
Yeah, Pete Rock was like, yo, I like your beat guy.
Oh my God, that's an honor. That's Pete Rock?
Pete fucking Rock, yo.
God damn.
You know you on the right path.
Yeah, when Pete Rock.
Pete Rock was knocking to it, and Little Brother was nodding their head to it when they were on that joint. They were like, okay.
Word.
Yeah, man. Everybody who comes on, when they hear the intro, they're like, yo, that y'all kind of go hard. It's like, we know.
We know.
We know.
We
know.
We got it.
That's why we got this shit.
Yeah.
How you been spending your time in this quarantine, man?
Man, I've just been working, man. Working on music, writing scripts, I was writing jokes for a minute, but then it was just like, I just feel like I like writing the outline or the skeleton to a joke, and I like going on stage and then filling it in. But it's like, mm-hmm. I can't go on stage. So it's kind of like, I'll write a list of things and ideas, but it's like, I'm putting more of my efforts into writing scripts and just doing music, man. And, you know, just chilling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it hasn't affected me because I've been working so hard. So I haven't really gone stir crazy in here.
You've been working a lot more because I know people have, like, picked up new hobbies. Any new hobbies you picked up since you've been in this quarantine? Like, anything you haven't done that now you're like, I ain't got none but time. Let me become the new fucking the master chef or some shit like that.
Yeah. I've always loved cooking. So, I mean, I've worked on different techniques. Like, I watched Chef Ramsay. I watched a few of his joints, and I'm like, I mean, I'm just kind of experimenting in the kitchen, messing around with different languages. There's different machines.
What language you learn it?
Hangul, Korean. Been working on that.
Oh, and,
looking back into Spanish. Like, I was good at Spanish for a minute, but I just hadn't used it, so I just lost it. So looking into Spanish again. Yeah. Working on different machines that I haven't worked on in a while.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get that's perfected. Just like, all right, what are the ins and outs of this machine, and how can I enhance my music better? So between the theremin and my drum machine and stuff like that. So just getting better.
Yeah.
That's right, man. Because I'm going to need an ultralight beam soon. I'm going to need an ultralight beam song for one of my new whatever's coming out. So I'm going to need some help.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you need to be able to do something like that for your boy. And
ultralight beam? Oh, we'll work on something.
I need like an ultralight beam or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's going to be fun. What are you going
to
say, bro?
I was about to say, have you been doing at-home workouts? You still doing these 100 push-up challenges that they're tag everybody in?
I still do. I'm going to do push-ups after it. Like it now.
Yeah, I've been doing the push-ups. I've been doing the push-ups, crunches, planks. I've been jump roping. I got a battle rope. I mean, you seen my battle rope.
Yeah, wait. You got your ceilings are high enough for a fucking jump rope?
Yeah, I got pretty vaulted ceilings, man.
God damn, I'm jealous. I can actually say I'm jealous.
Hold up.
Wait, uh-oh. You got the jump rope?
Demonstration.
Demonstration. Jump rope? Hold up. Oh.
Jump rope.
Wait, nigga, that's not a jump rope.
That's a muscle rope. That's like the big John that make your arm turn.
A battle rope.
That's why I said jump rope, battle rope. This is the same shit.
You jump rope with that, nigga?
I know people who do that.
That jump rope with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a jump. It's a battle rope jump rope.
And get your upper body strength up quick.
God, that shit. Yeah. Woo.
Quick. Because it's a big-ass rope you got to swing around. It's a muscle rope.
Yeah, I mean, at least when you get, like, hit in the head, that shit. The other jump rope, like the
that'll
other
wake you John, up.
That shit sting. When you get hit with the other one, that's the shame. But this shit going fucking just hit you knock and you wake out. You up.
Yeah. You got to block.
Damn. Yeah.
I went to like this boxing gym once, and they jump rope with that because I did like a class, and we had to get on the battle rope and try to do like 12 to 15. It was tough, boy.
Damn.
And we ran.
It's a sweat.
We had to come back to that thing three times. Get on the battle rope. I'm like, the third.
You were doing the waves?
No, we were doing this.
The jump rope?
Jump out, push ups, right? And do something with like a frisbee. And then we had to jump back into it and then try to. And then do push
frisbee. What was the frisbee? Did they just throw the frisbee and make circuit. You run and get it?
Some Captain America shit.
Yeah, we had to do something with a frisbee and then jump back from the frisbee and get back in the muscle rope. It was wild.
What's the frisbee thing?
Chill Rail goofy ass class. I went to one of the Chill Rail's boxing classes. And yet, no, you had to put this, that's what it was. It was a plate that could slide on the ground. So you had to do them ab exercises where you drag your feet up.
Yeah.
Keep your arms steady, but you had to do it on that plate. So after we jumped off that, muscle rope, push-ups, plate, muscle rope, it was insane. Oh,
that's a hell of a circuit workout. God damn.
Yeah.
What's that thing behind you?
I almost threw up.
I can't see it, but it's to your left.
Who, me?
Yeah. What is that? Is that another workout thing?
Where? What are we talking about?
With that green thing?
No. Sorry, to your right then.
Where? It's about that black
gloves?
That black bag over there?
No, the blue John. The box with the blue on the.
Yeah, what is this?
That? Oh shit! That looks so far in the distance.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, this is just the rubber gloves.
Well, but, nearsighted, like nigga.
You got glasses on too, man. This shit is. It's rubber gloves. Yeah, it's rubber gloves, man. Just going out, you know, grocery shopping and shit. Pandemic gloves.
Pandemic gloves.
That's so funny. I'm like, what is that? All the way in the background. I'm like, you're like, what the fuck?
Here?
Dude, I swear to God. Watch this Jordan replay, and you're going to see it look like it was far back. I'm telling you, it looked like.
Yeah, I can't even see it in the screen. Like, I didn't even see it down here.
Yeah. Dude, how's you and your lady? How y'all doing?
We good, man. Quarantine? We good. She's been taking care of a fam.
Oh, you got the house to yourself. That's the best.
So, yeah. So, that's why I've been working a lot. But, you know, she came through, kicked it for a little bit, and she went back to take care of family. So, we're doing good.
That's good. Nicely done. Good.
Derek don't like relationships. You see, Derek
over here
weirded out whenever you go, but like, how's your relationship during this quarantine? Derek, like, oh, here we go.
Derek, you setting them up for as soon as the quarantine?
Oh, yeah. You got the
bowling pin set up.
I've been FaceTiming so many sweethearts, just make sure
that they ready.
So many women just be like, I love you. And
I love you.
I love just hold it down. I don't be saying that. I'm joking. No, but like I said, LA, what? New York, a lot of DMs. It's a lot of fun things. It's like, oh, I'm keeping present without even being there. It's nice. Mm. I'm making chick fall from my face first because it's a lot of FaceTime. So it's a lot of good talking, a lot of vocal exercises. Working on game, working on being a gentleman, you know, all that.
A lot of, vocal exercises? What do you mean? Like, you, like, warm up your voice beforehand?
He's like, yeah, I go,
sleazy, slazy, sluzzy, tweeter, twatter, twat. And I go, tweeter, twatter, twat, sleazy, slazy, and then you go in. And then you
that's your mantra?
Sleazy, slazy.
Then he gets an apple cider vinegar. It's like, let's go.
Gargle, and then get the talk. Make sure you brush your mouth. I lotion my forehead real good, and I'm being and I'm being in their face. I lotion my, get my eczema out, and I get the talk. It's nice.
Do you come to this room? Is this the room you come to?
It's either downstairs, next to my lamp, so I get good lighting. The kitchen is fun because he's in the kitchen, and then sometimes in here.
That's so funny.
How about you?
We never get the good light. Whenever we do the podcast, we never get the good, but the bitches get the good light. He's like, I go down to the lamp, get the good light, but we get in front of the window, Derek.
But this is nice lighting.
This is good. It took 4 weeks for us to get that.
I'm a slow learner. Y'all know this. Y'all know I'm the slow one of the group. I'm the ditzy blonde of the 6 foot nothing. Dave Temple said that a long time.
We just didn't dangle the vagina over the. We didn't be like, come on, there's a pussy here for you. We didn't do that.
Oh, I didn't see that before. Let me light this up. Let me get this right. Yeah. Hey, man, you got an album out. Yeah.
Now, what would you say, Minnie?
I was asking you. I said, how's everything with you and yours, man?
Everything is good, man.
You feeling better?
I'm feeling a lot better. She feels a lot better.
Good.
The first time that we're like, damn, we've been together for going on 6, and this is the most time we've ever spent together. And it's like, it's cool. We went on a Iron Man binge because she's never really watched all the Iron Man movies. Mm. They're not that good when you rewatch them. Like I was like. I thought these things were a lot better, yo.
One for me holds up. 2 and 3, nah.
2?
Especially, well, hold up. 2, which one was one? It was 3? Him going crazy and shit. And he had one suit. That was the third one. I hated that one.
He had all them suits.
Yeah. All them shits in the basement, but these helicopters destroyed your house. But the niggas was in the basement the whole time?
It's a sneak attack, though. He got snuffed.
But still, though, he could. They come up.
But he wasn't thinking. He had to protect Pepper.
He threw the suit to the chick. He was like, suit. And she was like, rakapa, got it. Yeah. She had it.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah.
You know what cracks me up about that? Rest in peace, Chris Cotton. Chris tried to work this joke about that Iron Man suit not being on him for 2 colleges. Bomb on both of them. And we had to listen to it. for 4 hours on the road each time. But what, man, was that?
What was it? What was the joke?
What's the joke, he man?
He said, the only thing I don't get about Iron Man that he wasn't in the suit. Why is the suit by itself and not on him? The suit should be the suit. He just kept saying suit a lot over and over and over again, and it wasn't yeah. coming around. He was like, so, and I was like, come on, Chris, you gotta let this shit go, but he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But he Chris had a hell of a
when you rewatch three,
man.
you do go, hey man, nobody really care about Tony Stark that much. We just want you in the suit, nigga. Like, put on the fucking
yeah. They showed his anxiety and drinking problems and shit. Yeah,
and daddy issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, look, we get it. We love you, but put that suit back on, motherfucker.
Put that suit on, man.
Yeah.
My thing is, when he spent a lot of time with this kid, like, he just B&E'd, first of all. If you remember that movie, he just B&E'd into somebody's property.
Yeah, in a garage or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when he landed in Tennessee or wherever he landed, it was the middle of winter. And he dragged himself into a small town and then set up shop into this lady's like garage in the kid.
That's where he met the young boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's cool with just rich people hanging out with little kids? Like, isn't that what got Kevin Spacey? Ain't that why that nigga got in trouble? And you letting the Iron
well,
Man.
He made him a suit. It wasn't like. It wasn't trying to get under his pants.
He didn't make him a suit. He didn't make that little kid a suit.
Oh, no, but he made him like, he gave him like a grant afterward. Like, he did something.
No, he made him a potato gun. They called it the Mach 2. The Mach 2 potato gun.
Oh,
and he gave him a bunch of technology, but I'm saying, like, mm-mm. Like, where was your mom at? Your mom worked that much where some strange-ass man can just have access to your garage and hang out with your kid all day?
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
Wow.
They should have went with the with the black chick storyline. That chick the black chick, I think, I forgot what her name was, but she copied his tech exactly, mm-hmm. but like kind of made it better. And he ended up giving her a grant and helping her out. And then she ends up being like the female version of Iron Man. But they
the
never
black
pushed
chick,
that.
Right?
Yeah, the
but
black
that's
chick.
News,
never
though.
That's
story
a comic line. Book.
That's what I'm saying. But they could have flipped that storyline. That'd have been a lot better, I feel. Not because she but was that, black. It was just her storyline. The fact that she was into that shit.
But that came out. I'm saying, I thought that storyline was kind of new because Iron Man 3 came out 2013.
Okay. Well, when did that storyline come out with the black chick?
I thought the Iron Man with the female was like kind of recent, right? I thought that was like got established in like 2015, 2017.
Word?
Brian, can you look that up, Brian? Because Brian has all that shit. Brian put me on to the infamous Iron Man, which is pretty dope. It's when Dr. Doom becomes Iron Man.
Bro,
Iron Man dies, and Dr. Doom is one of the
Dr. Doom people. Is fucking serious, man. When he mm-hmm. become, I remember when he became like a he had a god. Something happened to him. He became like a godlike. Entity, and he was fucking people up.
Dr. Doom is the man. Yeah,
you guys are looking for what year Ironheart came out?
Yeah.
Oh, that was what it is. Yeah.
Ironheart. Yeah.
2015.
Yeah, so they couldn't do that storyline. Yeah, because I remember when it came out, I was excited at the beginning, and then I was like, man, I ain't buying no fucking comic book.
Yeah, man, I remember I was sitting in a Barnes & Noble's never going to buy a comic book in the comic book section reading. While I was killing some time. And Dr. Doom separated the Hulk from Bruce Banner.
Yeah. Dr. Doom
I was like
around.
Didn't he kill
Thanos? He was the only one smart enough to separate the two.
Didn't he kill Thanos in a reality at one point?
Probably.
Oh, I'm just beyond.
Yeah, during Secret Wars, the new John Megan shoot.
Killed his ass, man. So, yeah, Doom is... The only time I've seen Doom on film do some dope shit was in that last joint with Michael B. Jordan, and it was a horrible film. But when Doom showed up and he was like killing people as he was walking down, I was like, this shit is dope though.
Yeah, that you can blame Sony though. That's Sony, because
they keep fucking up a freaking Fantastic Four.
I think that. I don't think it's an easy movie to make, but I think they're missing the mark when they're trying to make it too goofy. Then they try to make it too serious, where they just got to find that happy medium. Because the first Fantastic Four stunk. I hate it.
Yes.
Silver yes. Surfer. I was like, man, this shit is campy.
I heard they got it though. I heard who was it? I heard Marvel got a hold of it. They're supposed to be working on something.
Yeah, I think.
But, yeah, John Krasinski just went and had an interview with, like, a casting interview with them.
Yeah,
John Krasinski is gonna be Mr. Fantastic.
Yo,
that'd be all right.
That'd be dope.
That'd be all right.
That would be dope.
There's a ton of fan art out about it already. Long we look.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Good for John Krasinski for making that jump just from being Jim to the Office to being fucking Jack Ryan. What's the dude named Jack Ryan or whatever the fuck?
The Quiet Place.
The journal on Amazon.
Quiet Place.
Yeah, I know. He wrote The Quiet Place. He has a hit show on Amazon. Now he's about to be Mr. Fantastic. This dude leveled all the way up.
Leveled up.
That would be dope. Yeah. Oh. I saw that image. I was like, yep, I could see this happening. Hell no, yeah.
That'd be, I don't like that they added Elizabeth Blunt as a
The chick girl. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm like, get her out of here.
She's a good actress, though. I could see her doing it. Who else would do it?
Margot Robbie ass.
I don't want husband and wife in a movie just because it's cute. I don't want that shit. I don't want them to be cutesy. I'm like, nah, give me somebody who, like, they should probably make her black or make her some sort of, like,
that would be a nice mix.
Yeah.
She's like Puerto Rican or something.
Yep. Be some sort of Hispanic or something. Who would they get? Because Zoe Saldana is killing it as Gamora.
Yeah.
Who would be like a good, well, Gamora was easy because she green, so it didn't matter what race she was.
Yeah, and also we don't know anything about Gamora unless you're a comic fan or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, so she can create anything.
Yeah.
Who would
Who would be the perfect
a good black
Eva Mendez? I'm just joking. Eva Mendez or
Jennifer Lopez.
How about let's just flip it? Fuck it. Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer should be the new the new chick. Just throw it all over. Put her in the Green Lantern. Do something wild.
Yeah. We're just crying and shit. Yeah. No. What
Lena
about
Waithe is the new Johnny Storm. Make Lena Waithe fucking Queen and Slim is now Johnny Storm. Oh, wow.
Oh, hold up. Who's the black chick in Queen and Slim? The black
chick.
She
might be able to do some work.
She could do that. That chick was a good actress.
She was stacked.
She was dope. I'm talking about her acting skills. But
I think that's the best thing about comic book movies. Like, I don't think race is ever, to me, race isn't important when it comes to comic book movies.
It's
like,
performance.
It's the performance. And a lot of people want people to be that race that you're in a comic book, but I'm like, nah, get the best actor and make a good movie.
With that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the comic book heads, they're like, they grew up with this material, and it's very sensitive to them because they have a lot of connection with the with the material. So it's just like, I grew up, he was white, he's black now. What the fuck? So it's like, it's a situation. So
I mean, like, I grew up with a black Santa, and now that he's white, I'm fine.
He been there white, though.
Yeah, no, growing up,
saw black Santas.
I only, like, come on, man. I went to the gallery.
Black Santa was all through there.
Black Santa in the gallery. I only went to black malls. I only lived in black foster homes, and all the Santas was black. All the little elves were black.
That's interesting, man. So you only saw black Santas.
I knew white Santa existed. But I don't think I have a picture with white Santa.
Wow.
I would love to have a picture with white Santa.
All I saw was white Santas. I saw a black one one time, and I was like, the fuck is going on here? Like, it was just weird. But
that's
good.
It's weird, but because we are, like, close in age, but you got to admit, like, pro-blackness started to really, really take off in the 90s.
So, it did.
Yeah.
Arrested Development, all those.
Mm-hmm.
Those rap groups.
Keep on.
Yeah, so
never say die.
Anyway. I went to Wagner Middle School, and one of our teachers made us do like the Swahili prayer in the morning instead of the national anthem.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm saying that now, that bitch could have gotten a lot of trouble.
That is
got a lot of trouble.
What?
Yeah, we had
the Swahili prayer. Wow.
Swahili prayer. We had the at school. We really celebrated Kwanzaa, like the days and the meanings and all that shit.
What school was this?
It's called Wagner Middle School. It was in
damn.
It's in like West Oak Lane or some shit like that.
West Oak Lane.
Yeah.
Damn. Even when I went to the black schools, we ain't had that.
Nah, I mean, I went to Maryland. We didn't even do the. I went to Benjamin Stoddard Middle School. Benjamin Studer or Stoddard. I forgot how you say it because it's S T O O D E R. It was like a general.
Yeah.
And, one of my teachers in advisory didn't even make us do the national anthem. Like, we didn't do the Pledge of Allegiance. We just watched Three's Company.
All right, guys, stand up for Three's Company.
No. I look I back, I'm like, I probably
at my white school. Yeah. Like, I had white schools, but there was like union clubs and African American culture clubs. There was a step team. I made beats for the step team in middle school, so I stayed around black. I watched Living Single with Martin every Thursday night. So you know, I had my training too, coming from the burbs, because I was surrounded by Koreans, whites, Jews, and more whites.
In my high school was majority white because my mom put me on this M2M program. And
Minority to minority program?
Minority to majority. So I went to the black schools. So it was like, let's put these black folks up here with the white kids.
Action. Yeah.
So
just so the white kids can have somebody to bully?
No, just so they have interactions with black people, I guess. I don't know. But I created the Black History Show there. Because they have a Black History Show.
What's a Black History Show? What do you do?
It's a Black History Month. Let's talk about the people like Stokely Carmichael. Let's talk about Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
And just, so did that. Started casting people, acted in. The first time I did stand-up comedy was that in high school.
Oh, all right.
Was in the Black History Show. So I had to bring blackness to the school. Meanwhile, y'all had blackness all in the school and shit. Celebrating Kwanzaa and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Umoja, Kuji Jackalia. Those are the names. Those are the names of each day on Kwanzaa.
It's like Kogalai, man.
Kuji Jackalia would be
Kuji
like
Jackalia, bro.
Yeah. Yo, what you got on? Y'all got that Kuji Jackalia.
Jackalia on. Got some Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kuji Jackalia.
Smells like an African cologne. Jackalia.
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 Kuji Jackalia.
How much time we got left, Brian? Well, we hit an hour?
Yeah, we're just about an hour right now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. Do you got one more beat in you?
Hey, do you have one more beat in your menu?
I do, but man, I mean that last one was great. I mean, the reaction was crazy. I'm trying to think of.
Nah, fuck it. Don't worry about trying to follow. Just create. Just play.
Let's see.
Because I know that should probably be hot.
Okay. This one.
Well, just play Scat off the album. That's my jam right there.
Oh, Scat. I mean, what y'all want? I could play Scat or I could play another joint.
Look, dealer's choice, man. I ain't picky.
I say play Scat. You know how good that joint is. So
yeah.
Okay.
Let that rock and we'll go out on that.
Should I talk about what Scat is or just
Scat? Yeah, talk about what Scat is.
Plug your shit, play it, and then we'll be out for it.
Well, Scat is me listening to mumble rap, and this is what it sounds like to me. So it's that. And also a mixture of what jazz improvers used to do in front of the band. They're like, they weren't saying nothing, but they were like with the beat and shit. So Scat is a combination of that plus mumble rap. So it's like Migos meets Duke Ellington.
Oh! All
right, so...
Turn me up.
Damn, look at my.
Yeah.
Sip it up, sip it up, skip it, bake it, take it, yeah, with it, oh, dip it, sip it, dip it, dip it, sip it, dip it, sip it, dip it, scan, 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 yeah,
okay,
scan, 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 yeah, scan, 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 yeah, scan, 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 scan.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yep,
scat. That is Menuin Heart.
That's Menuin Heart.
Inner soundtrack.
Ooh, that's inspired, though.
Find it on MHART3000.bandcamp.com.
Where can our people find you, Menuin?
You can find me on Instagram at MHART3000 once again. I'm IG and, you know, Menuin Heart on Facebook, but you know, my name is like a compound sentence, so you know, I'm not gonna go through the spelling like M-E, fuck it. Damn. So MHART3000, everything. So that's my Patreon, that's my IG, and I'll connect you and everything.
Dope.
There
dope.
You go.
You know where to find me, people. MonroeMartinComedy.com, MonroeMartinIII on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our YouTube page, No Need for Apologies Podcast. Keep subscribing. I see them subs going up, baby. We're almost at 700. Let's get this shit to 1,000.
Ooh, nice.
Let's get this shit to 1,000. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell
dope,
a friend.
Dope.
Nah, like Big Sean used to say, tell a bitch to tell a friend to tell a chick to tell a hoe. Let's do that shit. Tell everybody.
I like that.
Yeah. Tell everybody, get a t-shirt over there. The No Need for Apologies. You got merch shirt. And make sure you look, find me at The Great Boy. I do everything from there, all the entertainment. The Great Boy. I'll talk to y'all soon. That's Menuin Heart. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin. Peace.
And this has been another episode.
And this has been another episode of No Need for Apologies. I thought you were going to do it, I thought you were going to take us out. But I'm an airhead.
That's Derek Gaines, Menuin Heart, Monroe Martin. This has been No Need for Apologies. I'll talk to y'all. Y'all be great.
Peace.